Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to step right up to the fountain of fun. John Cornell welcoming you to the Fountain of Fun, the Crossroads Soda Parlor, where we hear from Phil Brito, the Thrasher Sisters, Veronica Lagoon, Doc Fiddle Faddle, and Phil Davis and his orchestra. And here's the drip of the fountain, a little mind who wasn't there, Bob Jellison.
Thank you. I'll be with you just as soon as I wait on this customer. Now, what was it you wanted?
Say, can you fix an alarm clock?
Why, yes. What's wrong with it?
Well, I sat on it and something snapped.
A spring?
Oh, I jumped a little.
Fountain of Fun, Bob Jellison speaking. Oh, hello, Willie. What's that? Oh, you're doing your homework and need a little help, huh? Yeah. Well, what's the question? What is the principal export of Aleutian Islands? Well, right now, Willie, it's the Japanese.
Makers of Milky Way candy bars present Fountain of Fun. Come in, friends, and join the many Mars candy lovers who each week at this time match the fun of listening to joyous entertainment with the fun of eating a Milky Way, America's most enjoyable candy bar. Do you have a Milky Way nearby, tempting and inviting you to eat as you listen to the radio? Listen, you will be happy to discover that a Milky Way is a grand pick-me-up as well as a delicious candy bar. A treat that is truly welcome when your taste is listless and energy lags. That is why for young and old, at work or at play, wholesome, nourishing Milky Way candy bars have become an American institution. Every day, countless thousands of Milky Ways are placed in lunch boxes throughout America and are taken to busy factories. Then at lunchtime, that Milky Way in the lunchbox becomes a luxurious dessert. Unusual as a dessert because of its extremely high nutritional value. And even more unusual because of its rare, delightful taste. With each bite, the pure milk chocolate coating, the layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the luscious center of chocolate nougat flavored with real malted milk melt into that thrilling taste blend found only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
This is Bob Jellison, your little mountain of fun from the Fountain of Fun.
Say, Bobby, how's the scrap drive going in your neighborhood?
All fine, Johnny. Everyone in my block contributed, except one tug.
You mean one thug?
No, a tug.
But a tug is a jerk.
I know. And say, isn't Phil Davis, our rotund little orchestra leader, taking this reckoning seriously?
What do you mean?
Well, you know the government has asked us all to give up something.
Yes?
Phil gave up dieting. And say, Doc Fiddlefaddle, our boss, he sure has had tough luck with this tire shortage.
He has? How come?
Well, last week he let Veronica Lagoon drive his Stanley steamer, but he told her to be careful of his one good tire.
Well, was she?
Was she? She drove that tire right over a pile of broken glass.
Punch her?
No, he just cuffed her around a little.
And isn't it wonderful, Bob, how enthusiastic the kids all over the country are about this scrap drive?
Enthusiastic? Why, they'll bring in anything that even resembles scrap.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, for example, the other day, a brassy fella with 10 ears was rubbernecking the girl when two kids grabbed him and tossed him up on top of a 10-foot scrap heap. Gosh, did I have trouble getting down. Have you had a test in welding yet?
Oh, yes. Just the other day. I got a good mark, too.
Well, that's fine. But tell me, how did you manage to get a good mark in welding?
I backed into a torch.
Good.
You're glad that test is over.
Yeah. It must be quite a relief now that the heat is off.
Bobby,
mm-hmm.
Did I tell you I received a letter from my cousin Emery?
Oh, is that the cousin who's with the Army over in Europe?
Uh-huh. He's a sergeant now, you know. He's been stripped.
No, no, you mean he's been striped.
Stripped? He got in a poker game. He says the trip over was awfully rough, Bobby. He had to hold on to the rail. And once it got so bad, he had to let go.
I see, Sick, what you mean. But say, what are your cousin Emery's duties over there?
Oh, he washes baby clothes.
He washes baby clothes?
Why, certainly. He's in the infantry.
Oh, the infantry. Say, does your cousin Emery have nice quarters over there, Veronica?
Well, he's been in the hospital for the past 2 weeks.
In the hospital? Gosh, what happened?
Well, he was cleaning his rifle, see, and he didn't know he was loaded.
He was loaded. Your cousin Emery must be a fine soldier, all right. I bet he doesn't even know what a military objective is.
Oh, every soldier knows what a military objective is, Bobby. 7 or 11.
Well, I'll never be able to figure out how your cousin got in the Army, Veronica.
Well, he's a champion marksman, Bobby.
Champion marksman?
Well, sure. I guess he never misses those glass targets they have over there. He won a cup for his consistent accuracy.
He won a cup for his consistent accuracy in never missing glass targets?
Uh-huh. It says so right here in his letter. Now listen. I have been given the jug for hitting the bottle so often.
Mm.
by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Leave it with me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. I'm saving my love for you. Keeping out of mischief now. Really, I'm in love and heart. I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. Talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one that I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't get a door. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Saving my love for you.
Singing Ain't Misbehaving.
And very rhythmic it was, too. Well, look at that, would you? Old Doc Fiddlefaddle. Yes, sir. Boy, he's still swinging, dancing around like a regular jitterbug.
No, no, I ain't, buddy. Ain't jitterbugging. Cold snap driven me to put on the red flannels.
Oh, you're sad, man.
Well, I don't want to waste too much time. Got a lot of things to do. Got to get out to the hotel and check the mileage on that roller towel.
Uh-huh.
Got to get to the firehouse for the swing shifts and the pinochle game. And...
Yeah.
Got to get to the hotel lobby, too. Big day there. Drawing for the best chairs for the winter season.
Why aren't you the busy boy?
Yeah, you rush around all the time, Doc. Don't you ever get tired?
Oh, me get tired? Oh, fiddle-faddle.
Well, after all, you're not as young as...
What's that? Somebody called me, thought I heard my name.
No, Doc. Forget it.
Well, I'm kind of behind schedule today. I'm driving the old Stanley steamer, and I'm having a little trouble. In fact, I don't think I'd have made it up here if a tailwind hadn't sprung up.
Well, I certainly hope you're taking the best possible care of your car these days, Doc.
Oh, sure thing you know, John boy.
Yeah, what kind of oil do you use in your car, Doc?
Oh, I usually start out by telling them how lonesome I am.
No, Doc, no.
Well, what about your tires? You can't be too careful about them these days. Well, I just got a new tire cover from the spare.
Toot your horn, kid, you're in a fog. Yeah. Won't do a bit of good. I got four of them oil cloth covers from the mail order house and put them on. I didn't drive more than 15 miles till they were wore out.
Well, personally, I'm surprised you don't get arrested the way you drive.
Well, I'll tell you, John boy. Did have a little trouble on the way over. Got stalled in a traffic light. Was stalled there while the light turned green, yellow, red, and green again. The officer come up.
Yeah? Yeah, what'd he do?
Well, he says to me, what's the matter, Bob? Ain't we got no colors you like? Oh, he was a smart one, he was.
Say, how are you getting along with the new 35-mile-an-hour speed limit? You get your speedometer fixed so you can tell how fast you go?
Don't need no speedometer. When she goes 25 miles an hour, the fenders rattle.
At 30, the doors rattle, and at 35, I rattle.
Yeah, well, when you when you go over 35, what rattles?
The door on the jailhouse, and don't you forget it.
Lackaday and fare thee well, sweet Adeline.
Now, just relax, Bobby.
Now, wait a minute. I know some of the jokes are old, Mr. D, but you don't have to make good music for mass.
Well, just stand back, boy. You bother me. Give me some room for my old flip horn and this vase to fry.
All right, Jack. Gate, I'm awake. Yeah, they brought it back this morning, Doc. It had to be repaired.
Did you think?
Yep, you can't win. Why, Phil Frito here, he's the best pinball shot in town. I bet even he won't get anything on this machine, except nervous indigestion.
I'll bet I can beat the machine, Bob.
Okay, try it. Tilt, you lose.
Hey, that's a chip. I didn't lean on the machine.
And you must have breathed on it.
Hello, everybody.
Well, well, it's Mary Thrasher.
I brought Phil Davis along with me.
Yeah. I see them.
Oh, goody. You've got the pinball machine back.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I don't think there's anything more thrilling than a pinball game. Do you, Bob?
There will be if they ever adopt my rules for playing post office. Say, Phil Davis seems awfully interested in that pinball game.
Do you ever get close enough to one to play, Phil?
Why, I never did play a pinball machine. What's the object of the game?
To see how long you can hold your temper.
Oh.
here, Phil, let me show you. Yeah, now you see that ball there?
Uh-huh.
You see all them funny little colored doodads here with letters and numbers on them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you know as much about it as anybody. You know, Bob, I didn't think they'd have this machine back for another week yet.
Well, we would have had to wait longer, Doc, but you remember that pickpock that they sent over to take its place?
Yeah.
Drafted.
Well, heavens. It drafted, huh?
Uh-huh.
That fella? Why, I thought that fella's eyesight wasn't so good.
Oh, they don't test your eyes anymore, Doc. They just count them.
Hey, speaking about fellas going to the Army, Bucky, I see they're figuring on calling 18 and 19-year-olds.
Yep, that's right, Doc.
Well, that's okay, I guess, but what's the matter with fellas my age? What's an 18-year-old got that I don't remember having?
Now, Doc, you know perfectly well the Army needs red-blooded men.
Well, my name's Shark Rouge, you know.
Well, maybe you are red-blooded, but there's another thing the Army demands.
What's that?
It's got to be circulating.
Well, I still say the Army's missing a bet, refusing to take me. Why, I'm hardy, I am. I'm from a hardy family.
Yep, that's true, Doc. You are hardy, plenty hardy. Trouble is, you're more Judge than you are Andy.
Began to get just a little afraid. I sneaked into the kitchen and found me a party.
The waiter and the porter and the second store remained.
I peeked into the parlor just to see what was hatching, in time to hear the hostess suggest a charade. But who was in the pantry a laughing, a scratching?
The waiter and the porter and the upstairs maid.
When they heard the music that the orchestra played, the waiter and the porter grabbed a hold of a maid. Then they all proceeded to go into a club.
Party-ditty-dog.
Now if ever I'm invited, somebody does it. I ain't gonna watch any harlequinade. You'll find me in the kitchen, applauding my buddies.
The waiter and the porter and the upstairs maid.
Everybody rang for a pink lemonade. But soon as it was done, we were back in position.
The waiter and the porter and the upstairs maid.
While marching through the kitchen to the party and band. Why, man, you should have seen us. We were balling the jazz. Once a half an hour passed without any call.
Jack, we had a ball.
Now those waltzes and mazurkas, we hate them, we spurn them. We've got a lot of rhythms that we want to hear play.
And we know who to go to if we want to learn them.
The waiter and the porter and the upstairs maid.
Sisters in the orchestra swinging out with the waiter and the porter and the upstairs maid.
Hey, Bucky, here comes the customer.
I've got him. How do you do, sir? What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like a candy bar. By the way, what is your ceiling price?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but our ceiling isn't for sale.
No, no, not that kind of a ceiling. Say, didn't you hear the president's fireside chat?
No! What did the president's fireside say?
No, no, no. I mean his speech on freezing. Surely you know what a frozen item is.
A frozen item? Sure. That's a Nazi in Russia in the wintertime.
Oh, you're the limit.
Oh.
I bet you don't know anything about priorities.
Oh, I don't know. Priorities are, well, priorities is what you get. That is, instead of what you got. If what you get can still be got, and what you got before cannot. That is, I mean... Oh, what's the use? I guess I've cooked my verbal goose. So here instead is our prospectus of how priorities do affect us.
Priorities, priorities, we've got a brief prospectus. Priorities, priorities, here's how it will affect us.
Bill Davis.
Priorities is sure a hurdle, but my Myrtle's brain is fertile. She has solved the tire hurdle. Myrtle gave the state my girdle.
Priorities, priorities, it really was a hurdle. Priorities, priorities, she solved it with his girdle.
Veronica Lagoon.
Each body needs a little lead. Priority says lead is dead. But I shall find my fill of lead if I just use my little head.
Priorities, priorities, it means the end of lead. Priorities, priorities, she'll use her head instead.
Doc Fiddle Faddle.
Priorities means give up something, even if it's only one thing. I'm not one who believes in shirking, so I guess I'll give up working.
Priorities, priorities, he doesn't believe in shirking. Priorities, priorities, so he'll just give up working.
Bobby Jellison.
Oh, Henderson, you took my spare and ration gas, but I don't care. But I am cooked if you should dare to put a ration on hot air.
Priorities, priorities, our story is concluded. Priorities, priorities.
That's all there is. We do it.
Count on the Fountain of Fun to refresh you each week at this time with wholesome fun, music, and laughter. And by the same token, when you visit your neighborhood fountain or candy counter, you'll find a full measure of taste pleasure in the smooth, creamy flavor of a Milky Way. Enjoy that pleasant experience during the coming week. In the middle of the afternoon or during overtime work, when you begin to feel tired and run down, treat yourself to the luscious taste of a Milky Way bar. See how quickly your energy returns. For a Milky Way is a nutritional treat as wholesome and nourishing as it is delicious. And what a pleasant experience. As you open the crisp wrapper, you will notice the scent of fresh milk chocolate. Then as your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, through the layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the luscious center of chocolate nougat, richly flavored with real malted milk, you will thrill to the taste blend found only in a Milky Way. What's more, you will enjoy every bite, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
I see they're going to make automobile bumpers out of wood now.
Well, that's funny. I thought they were going to make them out of wheat.
Out of wheat? Whatever made you think that?
Well, just last week I read where the wheat farmers are planning on a bumper crop.
That's all for now. We'll be back again next Sunday at the same time. So you'll be here too.
Yes, Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to visit the Fountain of Fun next Sunday evening at 5:30 Eastern Wartime. All the gang will be here. Bill Tito, the Thrasher Sisters, Bill Davis and his orchestra, Veronica Lagoon, Doc Fiddlefaddle, and Bob Jellison.
So long now.
John Cornell speaking. This is the Nation Station.